Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. How are you? How is the world turning where you are? So today I had a completely different episode planned, and then my plans changed. So often happens with life, right? And I'm coming on here to talk to you about something really personal and vulnerable. And I'm going to keep it short and sweet, but it's something that I wanted to share because I shared it on Instagram and I shared it with my email list, and I was overwhelmed by the response from other women who are like, yes, I feel this, I've experienced this, or I don't experience this, but I'm with you, I'm thinking of you, I'm holding space for you. And I just want to say, I am not a therapist, I am not a trauma-informed coach, I am very, very mindful of not crossing lines that I don't think I have any business crossing, because I see so much of that in the online space, right? People talking about trauma and triggers and shit that they have no fucking business talking about, because so many of us carry so many deep wounds, right? That it resonates and it can be used as a manipulation tactic and a selling tactic and all kinds of other things. And honestly, that's a whole podcast episode for another day. I just want to go into this podcast recording being mindful that this is my own personal experience, my own personal thoughts, and by no stretch of the imagination meant to be advice or anything else for people. It's really just to say, hey, if you are traveling on this road, if you've traveled this road, if you've been in this place, I see you. I'm holding space for you. You are not alone. So that's really what this is. So if you follow me on Instagram, you might have seen that I was supposed to be at a retreat last weekend, a much anticipated retreat with women that I know, some that I haven't met, but all women that I love and have really been integral parts of my growth as a business owner and a person, as a human being. And I was so, so anticipating and excited about this retreat. I had my anxiety, like we often do, right? And a lot of people talk about anxiety online, right? A lot of people talk about, oh my gosh, I'm anxious. Oh my gosh, I'm this. But for those of us who are diagnosed with generalized anxiety and PTSD like myself, the anxiety is a very real thing. Not to say that other people's anxiety isn't, but it's nonsensical sometimes and it's irrational and it can be connected to so many different things like self-sabotage, and it's this complex thing. So I was on my way to the airport and I had one of the only full-blown panic attacks that I've had in my life. And I have a general anxiety about flying anyway on top of, and I couldn't go. I asked the driver who was bringing me to the airport to turn around. He was very confused. He was like, are you sure? I was like, yes. And this is not the first time that I've done this either, admittedly. So full disclosure, full vulnerability, full here I am, this is me. It's one of those really humbling things, right? Because you have to tell people, you have to disappoint people, you disappoint yourself. There's so much shame involved in it because you're like, why the fuck is my head such an asshole? Why can't I just do things that other people do with seeming ease, right? And the thing with anxiety is that it's not just our brains, right? It's a full body thing. And one of the ways that my anxiety manifests itself is with intrusive thoughts. Not so much about me doing things to other people, but just catastrophic events. It's actually really catastrophizing, or I cannot say that word right. Nina has trouble with big words sometimes. And it's like a loop. It's like a fucking loop in my brain that I cannot shut off. And so I shared this on Instagram. I don't talk a lot about my personal life or this part of my personal life on Instagram. I don't share pictures of my kids. I talk about what's going on in my life, right? But I'm a very private person by nature, which is so ironic because I'm also like an oversharer. If we're standing in the checkout line and I don't know, you might be hearing parts of my life that you just did not have any desire to know, but now you know, right? So it's all part of maybe being that extrovert, introvert type personality, you know, where you have these moments of just complete and utter transparency and complete lack of inhibition, but you keep a lot of shit close to your chest, right? You keep a lot of things locked away or compartmentalized. So I shared this on Instagram, and maybe I'll talk about it more after this episode airs. Maybe I won't. I just don't know. Because it's really difficult for me to share and admit, because I am somebody who is so fiercely independent that it's almost like I push things away or push people away because that's how independent I am. And of course, there's so many reasons for that, right? But I've lived alone, I've traveled alone. And then to not be able to do something that I love to do, which is travel, because I can't get out of my own thoughts, is really heartbreaking. And I always was one of those people that was like, I'm never going to let this get in the way. Then I had kids. And I honestly didn't even, I was able to push a lot of shit down before I had kids. But becoming a parent has this way of humbling you and bringing all of the shit that you didn't even know existed, or you did know existed, but were just not wanting to deal with, to the surface, right? So many of the things that we just didn't want to think about. And if you are somebody like me who is really trying to break generational cycles and not repeat the mistakes of our parents and be mindful and parent in a different kind of way, it can be really, really hard, right? And I think sometimes those of us with anxiety have this like hyper self-awareness that makes it even worse, because we're so self-aware of not only our actions, but other people's. It can be paralyzing, which I use that word in the sense that it just can be, you know, you get stuck. Maybe that's the better word. You get stuck and you can't get out of it. It's like being in quicksand. So I shared this on Instagram and so many beautiful people reached out to me, people who follow me, but we've never spoken in the DMs. And for those of you who are walking this road too, I see you and I feel you. You are not alone. And for those of you who don't walk this path, but offer support and love and compassion, thank you. And so this is really, there's no end goal with this episode except just to share this little piece of myself with you and just to reach out and say, hey, you are not alone in this. We all carry burdens in one way or the other, right? We all have things that we carry with us and we all deal with them differently. And I've said many times on this podcast that the personal development part of the entrepreneurial journey is the most profound for me. And that going out on business for yourself and carrying all the burdens of a business owner and making money and connections and doing all the things that we do brings up so many issues, right? And so much opportunity to work on ourselves, so much opportunity to do better, right? For ourselves, to break out of old patterns and habits and set intentions for living the life that we really want to be living and not allowing ourselves to constantly be shackled by our bullshit. And I'm not saying that to undermine all of the different things that we as a collective, as humanity have gone through, right? I am just saying that as in, it takes work, it takes a willingness, it takes support to be able to step away from the things that hold us back. So that is all I have for you today. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Next week, we'll be back to SEO and digital marketing tips. I would love to hear from you if this episode resonated. If you walk this road too, I am holding space for you here. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.